It's a very friendly conference, even though I think at the same time it's very scholarly. Of course, our title is Lewis and Friends, and we've always kept that friends and friendship as a big part of what we do.
You're listening to All About Jack, a podcast feature of EssentialCSLewis.com. I'm William O'Flaherty, your host, and today my guest is Dr. Joseph Rickey from Taylor University. He is one of the professors at Taylor, and he is also the director of the Center for the Study of C.S. Lewis and Friends. He's here to talk about the 2016 colloquium at the university that is in early June. While I've featured this event previously, this is the first time Dr. Rickey is on the show to speak about it. Welcome to All About Jack, Joe.
Thank you for having me, William.
Well, it's good to have you. Let me briefly mention here, if you're hearing this after the colloquium has happened, this happens every 2 years, so be sure to keep on listening to find out what a future event might be like. Well, now, the best place to begin, Joe, is to have you give a brief general overview about the colloquium. So how about you start off with that?
First off, William, thanks a lot for doing these podcasts, not just for us, but in general. I mean, I think the Lewis and Friends community around the world benefits greatly from them, and I have enjoyed listening to them myself already, so thank you. About the colloquium, this is our 10th, and it's biennial, and so the very first one was in 1997, and then we've sort of worked our way from there. It originally was in the fall, and a few years back we made the decision to have them in the summer, a lot better options for visitors that way. But it's the Lewis and Friends Center here at Taylor University sponsors it. And it is, you might say, somewhat like your podcast about all things Jack and Friends. And so we have scholars who come and are some great keynote speakers. We have other people who are presenting papers and working on panels and workshops. Many of them are top flight scholars in the field. But a lot of them are also just fans and aficionados, you might say, of these writers. So it's a very friendly conference, even though I think at the same time it's very scholarly. Of course, our title is Lewis and Friends, and we've always kept that friends and friendship as a big part of what we do as a colloquium. Now, this year, as you may know, as you mentioned, early June, so it's June 2nd through 5th, and our big keynote speakers that we're very happy to have are Diana Glier, Colin Duryea, and Serena Higgins. And so they'll be speaking, and all of them in one way or another will be addressing the issue of friendship. In fact, of course, these are people who have written about this topic, and it's one of the reasons that we have them coming. And there'll be, as usual, also a lot of other things, great panels, book signings, drama, dramatic performances, music. So we're really looking forward to it.
For those listeners not familiar with where Taylor is located, why don't you give us a thumbnail sketch there?
Well, Taylor is in the middle, literally, of cornfields in Indiana. And we're about halfway between Fort Wayne, a little further north, and Indianapolis. And so we're about an hour from each. So either airport works fine for getting here. And we're right off the interstate as well. So we're in rural Indiana, about 3.5 hours from Chicago, about 2 hours from South Bend, about 3.5 hours from Detroit, and about an hour from Indianapolis. And we have a beautiful campus here that the facilities for the colloquium will be very nice.
My listeners should be familiar with all three main speakers as Dr. Diana Glier, Colin Duryea, and Serena Higgins. They've each been on my show several times previously. However, just to make sure, can you give some details about their background?
Well, Diana is a professor at Azusa Pacific in California, and she has her brand new book just out. In fact, on all of our promotional materials, we say her forthcoming volume, but it's no longer forthcoming, and that is Bandersnatch, C.S. Lewis, J.R.R. Tolkien, and the Creative Collaboration of the Inklings. And of course, she had the earlier book, which a lot of us have read, The Company They Keep, C.S. Lewis and Tolkien as Writers and Community. And so she was really a natural fit for the colloquium this year with our theme of friendship. And she has looked closely at that theme of the relationship of Lewis and Tolkien, and especially Lewis's influence, you might say, on Tolkien's work. And so we're really, really excited about that. Colin Duryea, of course, has written a number of books about the Inklings, the Lewis Circle, you might say. And what the very first time I became aware of him was a book he wrote about Lewis and Tolkien, A Literary Friendship. And that was years ago. And that's when I first heard his name, first read one of his works, and got to know him a little bit. So also, for those who don't know, Colin is the closest that anyone will ever come to actually meeting a hobbit in real life. So we like to give people that opportunity. Sorry, Colin, if you're listening. And Serena Higgins, a nice thing about this is that Serena is someone who's come in the past and just been a participant here in the conference, going to sessions, presenting a paper, and just being part of things. And we love that. We've had many, many people over the years just in that exact situation that have been participants and have later come back as keynote speakers. And so she's coming back this year, especially to talk about Charles Williams. She runs the blog on Charles Williams, a very fine blog, The Oddest Inkling. And she also has discovered a sort of long lost Williams dramatic manuscript, The Chapel of the Thorn, which she has had published. And she's the editor of a new book coming out on the Inklings and the Arthurian tradition. So she has very wide interests, but it's, I think she's especially going to represent Charles Williams very well here at the colloquium, so we don't spend all our time talking about Lewis and Tolkien.
Now, additionally, you mentioned about having a variety of individuals giving short papers. Go ahead and tell us about this component in general, and while it's probably too late for a person to submit one because they may be listening to it just in time to attend, what would a person need to know about doing it next time?
Well, just in case someone does hear it before, then March 31st is the deadline. So, yeah, we have a really great lineup already, and I'm looking forward to seeing what other kinds of proposals we get. But some of the people who will be presenting are longtime attendees and participants in the Taylor Colloquium, and others would be coming for the first time. But it's quite an impressive group, and a lot of them are doing papers that are very, very relevant to the conference theme of friendship. Although we did make very clear in the call for papers that any paper that was concerning Lewis and his circle, or Lewis and Friends broadly defined, would be considered. We're not trying to say that everyone has to write about friendship. But along those lines, we have papers from people like a newcomer, Christine Larson, whom I know from Tolkien and Lewis events elsewhere. And she's an astronomer from Connecticut, from university there, and she's going to talk about C.S. Lewis and the astronomer Fred Hoyle in that particular friendship and that relationship. Richard James is coming, and he's a longtime attendee, and he's going to give a paper on Lewis and Sister Penelope, the nun that Lewis had a correspondence relationship with. We have several papers on Dorothy Sayers and her relationships intellectually with other members of the kind of Inkling circle, if you want to call it that. We have Devin Brown, who, of course, is a very fine author in his own right and has been a keynote speaker here at our conference before. And he's going to come and be talking about the perils of writing Lewis biography, which is something he's been involved in recent years, as well as giving a presentation about a new DVD series he has on Mere Christianity. Chris Smith, who is the editor of the Inglewood Review of Books and a former student of Dave Neuhauser, our founder, will be doing a paper. And we have a couple of papers on this that will somehow be in honor of Dave Neuhauser, but as well as looking at the larger issues. So he has one on Dave Neuhauser, Wendell Berry, and C.S. Lewis. And Dave Neuhauser taught classes here to somehow combine Wendell Berry and C.S. Lewis. We have Chris Armstrong, who's at Wheaton, who has a new book coming out any day on C.S. Lewis and the Middle Ages, and especially gleaning medieval wisdom through the lens of C.S. Lewis and his reading. And he just was here last week giving some presentations at Taylor, and he'll be coming and making a presentation about C.S. Lewis and his medieval friends and what we can learn from that particular friendship. And on, Charlie Starr will be here talking about dating Lewis's poetry. A scholar from Japan, whose name I will not try to pronounce yet, I haven't met her, is doing a paper on Lewis and postmodernism and Till We Have Faces. Dan Hamilton, who's been a longtime friend of the colloquium here at Taylor, will be talking about Charles Williams' Place of the Lion. and on and on. We have a very fine group of presenters already lined up, and we're hoping to have several more.
Oh, sounds good. And, of course, we'll have you give the website later, but people can also look to see more details, like the presentations are essentially no more than 20 minutes and different details like that. But now, in terms of things that are planned, you made a reference about an honor of. So speak about the details in terms of a couple of individuals will not be with us because they have graduated to heaven. So tell us what else is planned in regard to that and any other details about the schedule overall.
Well, actually, the reason for our conference theme of friendship has to do with the passing in 2015 of both the founder of the center for the study of C.S. Lewis and Friends here at Taylor University, Dave Neuhauser, and his very good friend, Dr. Ed Brown, who is the collector whose collection, the Brown Collection, is the intellectual center of our foundation, and you know, his collection of first editions of Lewis and MacDonald and other writers. And so losing both of these men in 2015 within about a month of each other was quite a shock to our system. And we thought one thing we absolutely wanted to do more than anything in the 2016 colloquium was remember them and honor them. So some of the ways we're doing that at the big kind of finale gala banquet on Saturday night. Actually, it's not the complete finale because we have Sunday morning activities. But we will be honoring them in a special way and announcing some new initiatives in their honor and in their names. One of the things we're doing, and I'm working very diligently on these days, is we're producing a volume in honor of David Neuhauser with many of his own essays and a biographical essay about him and a critical essay and an interview with him and a number of things, a collection of tributes from scholars and friends and former students. So we will have that available at the conference as well. And then for both Dr. Neuhauser and Dr. Brown, we'll be talking about some new initiatives coming out of the center in their honor. So that's going to be special. The other reason for the idea of friendship is this is the 90th anniversary in 2016 of the very first meeting of C.S. Lewis and J.R. Tolkien, which became, of course, one of the most significant literary friendships of the 20th century, and to people like us, just a very, very significant event. So other kinds of things you asked about at the conference, traditionally we have also included some artistic work, such as a staged reading of a drama, which we plan to continue this year, music. This year we're actually inviting some composers to submit their music and have that be part of the conference. So this is all in the process of being worked on, but we're planning on having special artistic events in the schedule as well. And we know we have some paintings coming in that Brad Eden, the Tolkienist from Valparaiso, a very fine Tolkien scholar, will be giving a talk about some paintings that have been done on Tolkien themes, as it were, and that he had commissioned by another artist, and he'll be talking about that. And we have some musicians who are composing pieces, so it's going to be pretty exciting.
Yes, that sounds very interesting indeed, and I've been a part of the Taylor going to it the last couple years. I do look forward to participating in it as well this year. Well, now, some may think, though, that this is just for, you know, college students or professionals. So, you know, can the average Lewis enthusiast enjoy an event like this?
Yes, by all means. And many of the people who have come over the years started off in just that way, just the sort of a fan, a friend. They enjoyed the writings of one of these authors or more, and they came along just to see what they could find and what they might learn. And they found, in fact, a community gathered around these writers and these writings that was indeed not only, you know, very inspiring, but also very friendly. And so some of the people that are presenting and some of the people that I named to you before as presenting were people who first came and really didn't think of themselves as doing that kind of work. But Dave Neuhauser, who one thing we've learned about him over the years and one thing I'm writing about in the biographical piece I'm writing about him, is his work as an encourager. He encouraged them to say, well, why don't you write that up, this very good idea you have, and think about presenting it at the next conference. And we're discovering that he did this with people all over the world and kind of drew them into the circle by encouraging them. One person I want to tell the story who is he's giving that paper on Sister Penelope, but he as I was doing some background work and some digging on Dave Neuhauser's biography, I found out that Dave used to go out to the Cornerstone Festival, which was the sort of Christian rock festival out in a farm country near Chicago in the 90s. And he would go out there and give talks on George MacDonald and C.S. Lewis at this 20,000, you know, hardcore rock enthusiasts. And actually, Richard James was attending that with his 15-year-old son, who wanted to go to the festival. And he happened to hear about the George MacDonald lectures, and he attended those and met Dave Neuhauser. And this was in the summer of 1997. And Dave pretty much convinced him to come to the very first colloquium, which was in November of 1997. And he hasn't missed one yet, and he's presenting a paper at this year. So that's the sort of thing that happens and the kind of thing we like to happen. We'll have students who will come as well, undergraduates, who are just – they just love – you know, they love these writers, and they'll be attending just to sort of learn everything they can. Of course, some of them will also be presenting papers because we have a student competition. But yes, I think that's one of the things that has always set this conference a little bit apart from maybe some of the others, at least. And that is that it really is a place where everyone feels welcome and we really have some good fellowship.
Well, now, what can a person do to find out more about a website, any particular way of finding out?
Yeah, I think the best way is to go to the website and, or, you know, really in this day and age, if you just Googled Lewis Colloquium Taylor, you would come up immediately to the page you need. Other than that, you need to go to the library page at Taylor, which is the Zondervan Library. So Zondervan Library, and then when you go to that homepage, you'll see right away the link to the C.S. Lewis Center, which will take you right away to the link for the 2016 colloquium. So if you'll go to the library webpage, you'll go to the center and you'll find the link to the 2016 colloquium. If you just click on colloquium, it will take you to the history of colloquium and and that sort of thing. But if you go to the 2016 one. Another way, of course, is directly by email me, and my email is js, as in Sam, Ricky, R-I-C-K-E, at taylor.edu, or my assistant, and unfortunately this is confusing because her last name is Richie instead of Ricky, and that's L-S as in Sam, R-I-T-C-H-I-E, at Taylor. And finally, I'll give you a phone number, 769-998-4690, if somebody wants to call.
And I'll have that information in the show notes as well. So if people are online while they listen, sometimes people, of course, download it. And so they can just rewind to get those particulars as well if they're not sure how to track it down. But you did a great job explaining that. Well, now, as the director of the Center for the Study of C.S. Lewis and Friends, tell us what it offers for those who maybe live near enough to Taylor University on a regular basis. So, you know, the resources visitors would especially find interesting.
Yeah, that's a great question. Thanks for asking it. We do welcome visitors, and we have quite a number, and usually that's tied in with some special events here on campus. Like we had 150 visitors or something like that this past homecoming, and we get out the tea and scones and talk with British accents for a day. Okay, not really, but we have a good time, and we host a lot of people. But let me tell you about the center. First of all, in a thumbnail sketch of the background, our founder, Dave Neuhauser, was teaching classes here on Lewis and the Inklings, and he had a real passion for this, and he happened to come to meet this Dr. Ed Brown down in Indy, who had this wonderful collection. And he would take students down there to Dr. Brown's basement to look at the collection, and I think sort of salivate over it, you might say. and wish out loud, wow, wouldn't this be a beautiful collection to have at a university, especially one where your daughter attended? And eventually, through a long process in 1997, that collection came to Taylor University. And so we have probably the usually recognized as the third finest collection in the world of C.S. Lewis books, manuscripts, etc. And of course, we also have a very fine collection of some of the other writers, especially George MacDonald, of course, who's not really an inkling, but was such a great influence on Lewis, and and Dave Neuhauser was especially interested in the works of George MacDonald. So we have a really superb collection of Lewis and MacDonald, and scholars should contact us to come and use these as well. And we have a couple of course, important Lewis manuscripts that have actually been published in the last couple of years. The Light manuscript, the last known published short story of C.S. Lewis, published by our good friend Charlie Starr, who started by coming here to the colloquium and realizing we had this manuscript and then worked out to come visit here and do an edition on it. And then also the so-called Great War manuscript, which was a philosophical debate between C.S. Lewis and Owen Barfield, his friend. But we have that manuscript here, and that was published. But for the more popular sort of side of things, I mean, people just love to come in and look at the Lewis first editions. Several of them are signed by Lewis, inscribed by Lewis to other people. We have books that were in the library of his best friend, Arthur Greaves, and some of those Lewis has doodled in. They're George MacDonald books signed by Arthur Greaves with doodlings by C.S. Lewis. So that's a special kind of treat to see those books. And we have a really wonderful collection of all those things. And the other thing that's of great value at the center is we have the Lewis Room, which is not the first editions, but it's just a great collection of secondary materials and also reader copies that circulate of all the works of all the Inklings, including MacDonald. And so we actually, a lot of those go out on interlibrary loan because a lot of universities don't have that much secondary work on these authors. And so we've made that a point to collect that sort of thing. And so the other things we do at the center are I think, very community-oriented and student-oriented. We run classes here on campus out of the center. I just taught today my Inklings class, in which we talked about the Fellowship of the Ring. Over the January semester I taught a Narnia class, in which we did seven books in seven class sessions, which was a lot of fun. And so we have that. And other initiatives we have with students. As I said, we've got a student competition in the colloquium, but also we just found out yesterday that we were approved for a grant that we had applied for. I'm going to have two student research assistants this summer, really doing some, I hope, amazing research in the center, especially getting our bibliographic stuff up to snuff so other people can know exactly what we have here and what's available and how they can access it. So there's a lot going on, and it's a busy time for us, but we're excited about it.
Well, sounds very interesting. Let's close out by having you go back into the colloquium itself to help individuals who are thinking about coming that haven't yet made that final decision to actually do that.
Well, I think if you have met and interviewed our – have you met them personally, our keynote speakers?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Yeah. So you've met and interviewed our keynote speakers. So the first thing I would say is if you knew them, we have three absolutely delightful speakers. Not that all Lewis scholars, Luciferian scholars, aren't equally delightful, but I must say – this is a particularly delightful group. They are smart, they are friendly, they are witty. They are, you know, I'm just really, really looking forward to that. First of all, second, I think the second greatest reason is you already suggested that you will be coming, so everyone should come to the colloquium because, of course, you're going to be here. I meant to mention you when I said who was giving a paper, but I didn't have a topic from you yet. But also I think with this specific theme this year, I think it's really going to energize what we're doing as we, our own friendships that are formed around these writers and around their writings, but also we're considering their friendship. I have a real interest in extending our research into the friendships of the Inklings. There are some other people who are on the periphery, sort of like Don King has done with Joy Davidman and Ruth Pitter. These people who aren't usually considered part of the circle, but they're very, very important and very influential. And so I'm encouraging people to do that sort of research and to be part of this. And I'd also say finally, especially for younger scholars or people who are just sort of starting out, this has been a colloquium over the years that the track record is those sort of people come and they get involved and they give a presentation and they network with other people. And I can't tell you how many of those sorts of people then have gone on to, you know, writing the books that we're all reading now. And that's just very exciting. And I think I'd really encourage those people. We actually hope to be announcing an initiative. It's certainly one of my big goals with the center, is to be a place that is helping develop and fostering, you might say, nurturing the next generation of Lewis and Friends scholars.
Well, if that doesn't convince someone that was sitting on the fence, I don't know what would, Joe. So sounds very good. And definitely, I do encourage people to definitely consider coming. It is worth the trip. Of course, be sure, it's, as you mentioned, it's somewhat isolated. So, you know, about an hour away from the place, there's not too many places to stop. So get your food, your bathroom breaks and all that an hour before you get there, at least. So, all right. Well, Joe, it's been a pleasure having you on the show.
Thank you very much for having me, William. It's been a pleasure. And I really appreciate not only this, but what you do for the Lewis and Friends community worldwide.
And likewise, I appreciate the time I had when I recorded with Joe Rickey about the 2016 colloquium at Taylor University in Indiana. That is again June the 2nd through the 5th. I'm William O'Flaherty, your host and also the producer of All About Jack, a podcast feature of EssentialCSLewis.com. Thanks again for listening to my show. As mentioned, you will find direct links and other information in the show notes. Those notes are found at either EssentialCSLewis.com or AllAboutJack.podbean.com. The Podbean location is where the podcast is most easily found. Again, that's AllAboutJack.podbean.com. Podbean is spelled P-O-D-B-E-A-N. The other location, EssentialCSLewis.com, provides links back to where the audio files are located, but also has other features, which are a variety of articles related to Lewis. That includes a daily fact, quote, and quiz question related to him, along with a series exploring quotations attributed to Lewis that may not be from him. I hope you enjoyed today's show enough to want to share it with others. Also, feel free to leave comments about the program online and consider listening to other shows. At the time this podcast is released, my most recently released new shows included a chat about the various authors' book called Both Sides of the Wardrobe, and I also had an interview about the surprising imagination of C.S. Lewis that was with Mark Neal. Additionally, if you follow this show either on Podbean or iTunes, you'll notice I repost older shows typically during the week between the official postings I do of my latest shows. If you don't know how to find the show on iTunes, then be sure to check the show notes for a direct link. Again, those notes can be found either at EssentialCSLewis.com or AllAboutJack.podbean.com. This episode of All About Jack is sponsored by Christian History Institute, publishers of Christian History Magazine. Christian History can be found online at ChristianHistoryMagazine.org. This quarterly magazine brings the story of the church to the people of the church. It is available in the U.S. and Canada on a donation basis. You can also read it for free online at ChristianHistoryMagazine.org. Back issues and additional resources, including a daily story from Christian History, are also available on the website. Finally, my book, C.S. Lewis Goes to Hell, A Companion and Study Guide to the Screwtape Letters, is actually now available online at Amazon or Barnes & Noble. You can learn more about it by visiting ScrewtapeCompanion.com. There you can now get an immediate download of the free 20-page PDF sample of the book. Again, that's ScrewtapeCompanion.com.